Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for those who are watching all over the world. Kumusta? Konnichiwa. Ohayo gozaimasu. Hallelujah. Whatever time frame you might be, thank you for tuning in to Facebook Live. Amen. Oh, I want to plug in also. They have Tuesday morning, Ruby Tuesday, but Tuesday is also prayer in the morning. 6:30, before you go to work, what a great time. You have a bad Monday, and Tuesday morning, you just usher into prayer. Wow. And for those students that's watching me right now, you can come here also on Tuesday morning. Amen. Praise God. Tuesday is a beautiful day. Amen. Early will I seek you. That's what the word God says in Psalm 63. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for thee. So tonight, we are going to the Word of God. This is a three-part message. Oh, no. That's a joke. But before we dive in, I want you to stand and make the proclamation of the Word of God. I'm from Texas wearing cowboy boots, and this is how we do in Texas. Hallelujah. And if you don't have your Bible, raise up your right hand. And if you have your cell phone, you don't want to waste the three. So that's good also. And say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. Say, never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. And before you sit down, turn to your neighbor and say, I look good, but you look better. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Woo-hoo. Faith over fear is my mask right now. Our scripture for tonight is Isaiah 41:10. That's my go-to verse since I got born again. And of course, my other go-to chapter in the Bible is Psalms 28 because it described the kingdom. I don't know if I will be able to go there, but that's another time probably. So here, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. So fear, just like Pastor one time and everybody who stand before in this pulpit, fear has a lot of verses in the Bible, over 400, more than love. And it's a command not to fear. Don't be afraid. Because God, say God, is with you. If God is with you, who can be against you? That's why we ought not to fear. I mean, growing up, I have a lot of fear. But praise be to God, I got born again. And that fear left me. Or at least it came back one time. But praise be to God. And tonight, everybody all around the world, every time I see the news or watch the news, what do we see? COVID-19, vaccine. When will I get a vaccine? First time, second time. All that stuff. And yet tonight, say tonight, you will receive a vaccine from the Lord. It's free. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to wait, make an appointment. Tonight is the night that you will receive the vaccine of fear or to fear. And that is what you call the vaccine. Can you put it there? The vaccine to fear is the presence of God. Amen. Yeah. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Fear is manifested as an inferiority complex. Like I said, growing up being poor, I always talk to people looking down because rich people always talk down on you. I'm even afraid to just touch a television or be near to a car. That's how fear get a hold of me growing up. And we have such respect to rich people, and especially growing up to American people, because we are ingrained that the Americans are the richest people in the world and the richest nation in the world. So that's how I felt growing up. And some of you, or the most of you, has this fear. Not smart enough, not strong enough, not good enough, not accepted enough. But fear is temporary and regret is permanent. And fear is given by God. There's good fear because it is a protective mechanism that God put in us to protect and preserve us. Just like if you see a snake, you jump right away. You get scared, right? And even you have a lot of things to fear about, just like the Virginia drivers, you know, and your in-laws. So praise be to God. But fear is temporary. Regret is permanent. Skydiving, many of you probably have not gone to skydiving. I never did. I did fly in an airplane, landing in an aircraft carrier, and that's the scariest thing in the world. Wow. There's nothing like it. And zip line, probably you're shaking before you jump, and here you go, 1, 2, 3, and there, sure enough, the adrenaline has been gone. Amen? You get over it. And so that's something that fear can be a good fear. And you have fun in that kind of fear. But the Bible says, fear the one who can kill both your soul and body. Amen? But here, courage is doing something not in the absence of fear, but in the presence of fear. I don't believe some people or preachers will say fear itself is the one that you have to fear is fear. That's not true. Because like I said, we have good fear and God has given us that fear. But there are fears that is really ungodly, which is called the spirit of fear that has invaded our society and the whole world because of this pandemic that we have. And that paralyzes people, right? And even when I was in the Navy, I was afraid of being promoted. You know why? Because of my inferiority complex. I don't want to be promoted because I will be facing people and instructing them. I'm just shaking with two people that I have to instruct about what I do in the Navy, that requisitions and stock numbers and all that. I can't even say that in front of two people. I'd be shaking. That's why it is a miracle before you that I'm standing right here. It's a miracle. Praise be to God. Because that I'm so scared. And I don't want to be promoted because if I do, then I have to stand. But praise be to God, the Spirit of God came upon me and I can say, oh, attend, hut, parade, rest, go, salute, and march, 1, 2, 3. So I was like, whoa. And it's a liberation for me that in the presence of fear, I have courage in doing something, not in the absence of fear, but in the presence of fear. Amen? Praise God. And I did great. Hallelujah. And I see the reward of having that increase in ranks. Of course, my wife is happy with the increased salary as well. That's why my wife is more than conqueror. I have this money. I give the check. She is more than conqueror. Hallelujah. And here, Paul, addressing Timothy, and many of us, has come to that place where, wow, when the 2019, when COVID comes, everybody in Facebook saying, Joshua 1:9. Ooh, 19, right? Right? Be strong. Do not be afraid. Wow, everybody's posting that. And even the opposite of 19 is Psalms 91. Wow. Because you don't walk, you have fear of this pestilence by day and night. They quoted everything. But then as the COVID goes, wow, they dwindle also. And they start listening to the fake news. And they become scared because people are getting COVID or sick or something like that. But it's gone. They forgot about Psalms 91. First is that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That's the very place that we need to be because that's where the vaccine against fear will come. It's in the presence of God. Amen. The triune God is shared in that Psalms 91. God Almighty, my God, all that. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, if you look at that, okay? And here, we also quoted that 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and sound mind. Paul addressed that to Timothy because Timothy was a strong man. He was instructed by his grandmother and mother Eunice in the faith. And Paul kind of cuddled him along. And yet that strength that he has, that belief he has dwindled because of fear. Why? Because Paul says, God has not given you the spirit of fear. He starts being afraid and not being able to share the gospel. And many of us are in that predicament because we are afraid of sharing the gospel because we don't know what to say or we feel like we will be rejected. And Timothy also with the Ephesian church that he's addressing these elders. And yet he becomes sickly even. That's why many of you uses this scripture to drink wine. Because Paul says, do not drink water anymore. Because you're sick, your infirmities, drink a little bit wine. See? Because he was afraid. And that causes that. Hallelujah. His disposition has dwindled away. But God and Paul, supposed to be the one who is in prison that time, addressing Timothy in that time frame. And yet, wow, he said, don't be afraid, Timothy. Fight the good fight of faith, right? This is the fight that we have. We don't fight the devil. Fight the good fight of faith, okay? The devil has his time, okay? But he has given us what? The baptism of love in awakening night, the love and of sound mind, amen? The spirit, the power of love, the power, love, and discipline was given to us by the Holy Spirit, which Parker says that's where we have the oil of gladness coming from. Amen? Here in this side 8, crisis is seasonal. It's supposed to be gone because that's 2019, it's 2021. COVID-19 is supposed to be gone. It's COVID-21 supposed to be now, right? His season expired. Nothing is forever except God, His faithfulness, His word, His promises, amen, and His great love and the gospel of the kingdom, which is the hope of the world. Glory to God. Because to everything there is a season, and nothing will last forever, even this pandemic, because light is at the end of the tunnel. What we are encouraged is to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we can outlast this season. Psalms 127 says, the fearless faith, Yahweh is my revelation light and the source of my salvation. I fear no one. I'll never turn back and run for you, Yahweh. Surround and protect me. Bank on the word of God. Amen? I mean, yes, I believe in science and all those things that, yeah, and also I cut grass. I believe also in the weatherman. But the weatherman who has all the apparatus and all that, he forecasts it wrong, right? And he has all that. How much more the scientist can forecast it wrong? And even in the last 2 years, there's so many things going on, and yet one way or another, it's conflicting. So why will I will trust God and the word of God. I'm not convicting you or confronting you about what your decision about getting shots and all that. But I'm just saying there's a vaccine that the word of God has to say. I mean, social distance for me is something like, I mean, if I have sickness in my body, I stay home. That's social distance. I shouldn't be all over the place running around with my sicknesses and disease. And if I have to go to CBS or Walmart, then yes, you get inflicted by that. But as a people of God, you are protected by that Psalms 27:1. Amen? There's nothing. God has given us this body, right? That is fearfully and wonderfully made with immune system that is capable of combating all sicknesses and disease that even Pastor Ray has preached 2 Sundays ago. But I go farther than that. God wants us to receive divine health. That's what the main purpose of this gospel and the wholeness that God, nothing missing, nothing broken, peace. Glory to God. Say amen. Amen. See, I'm preaching good. I'm preaching as an evangelist because I'm an evangelist. I steer you up no matter what I say. And of course, the pastor will clean up what I say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 34:7 says, the angel of Yahweh stooped down to listen as I prayed, encircling me, empowering me, and showing me how to escape. He will do this for everyone. Say everyone. Who fears God. Who fears God. That's the positive fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. And as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, we can outlast this season. And people of Israel, if you have crisis, people of Israel has gone through the crisis, 400 years of captivity in the land of Egypt. And yet in the latter days, they're about to be pursued by the Egyptian army. Wow. And there, here's the end. And you know what happened? And some of you knows what happened, right? God says, be still and see the salvation of God. I wish God has just put a bridge, just like battlefield, and the army just and raise up the bridge afterward, you know. But they have to walk to the water. He parted the sea. So praise be to God that the people of Israel walk through. Amen? Walk through. See? We can have crisis. You don't have to chase trouble because the Bible says, or Jesus says, in this world you have trouble. There's always trouble. While you are living in this planet Earth, there is still trouble. But praise be to God, He overcome the world. And we have the victory because greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen? So praise be to God. And if you say, we learn about the beatitude of Jesus Christ. One of the beatitudes says, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. And if you're not persecuted for his name's sake, what are you? I mean, yes, there's always trouble. There's always crisis. But praise be to God, in crisis, we have Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good, it's good. Moses spoke to the people in Exodus 14, 13, 14. He says, don't be afraid. That's the number one command when they were in that Red Sea. Don't be afraid. Stand firm. Stand your ground. Know who you are, just like Timothy. He forgot who he was in Christ. He has forgotten. That's why Paul reminded him to fight the good fight of faith. Firm and watch God do his work of salvation for you today, tonight, wherever the time frame you may be. Take a good look at the Egyptian today, for you're never going to see them again. And if you put Egyptian, COVID, at whatever crisis you are in, or sicknesses and disease, whatever it is, it's going to go away tonight. If you believe that, say amen. And receive that. I don't know why people die early. The life span of people is 70, 70. And if you have 70 afterwards, that's a plus. I don't know why people die early. The secret things belongs to the Lord. I don't have to question. You don't have to question. Why bad things happen to good people? It's not true. Why good things happen to bad people? Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why we bad people see they have something good happen to them. It rains on the just and to the unjust. I don't know why the secret things belong to the Lord, but we are in trouble because the things that we know, we don't even do. We don't even stand here in this word that we know that this is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. So that's where we're in trouble. I don't know a lot of things because as far as the heaven, my knowledge is this and your knowledge. You go outside. That's how far the knowledge of God, right? As far as the heavens and the earth. Praise be to God. So let go. Say let go of your fear. Walk straight through it, just like the people of Israel. And here, oh wow, fear. There you go, fear. It stands for false, everything appearing real. That's the statistic of false, of COVID-19, right? And then forget everything and run. Run to God. That's breakthrough. That's breakthrough. And then face everything and rise. What is that? Be back on track. I'm on track now. And of course, part three. You start with a B. What is part three? We start with a B. Be moving forward. See, that's why we're building this building, right? That's why we're expanding this so that the people in Chesapeake, in the city of Chesapeake, will know that harvest is right here, and we will not be hiding. We will expose ourselves. We are moving forward because we have the breakthrough. We are on track, and there where we have a destiny. Amen. Destiny. And the nation will be open up. We have destinations. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, fear of God is reverence, respect. He is not to be obeyed or not heard, but be obeyed, I should say. Amen? Amen. Wow, it's already 7:21, and I have two more pages. Wow. But here it is. The vaccine that you need to receive is in Psalms 46, says, God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength. A help always. I mean, 7-Eleven is open 24-7, but God is always open. He never leave us nor forsake us. That's the promise of God. Near in times of great, not only trouble, but great trouble. That's why we don't have to be afraid when the world falls apart. Even when the world falls apart. Amen. When the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its water roll and rage, when the mountains shake before its surging waves, God is our refuge and strength. So the vaccine for fear is the presence of God. Like I said in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth. Hallelujah. The world is shifting and changing, and there's nothing new under heaven, but be still and know that he is God. Hallelujah. See, the bird does not sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. I always sing this in the funeral. I sing because I'm happy. I mean, people charge me to be joyful all the time. I mean, that's who I am. I'm happy all the time. If my countenance changed a little bit, my wife, what's wrong? Or my friend would say, what's wrong with you? See, I'm supposed to be happy all the time because I find out that the kingdom of God in Romans 14:17 is righteousness. He who don't know no sin, he become righteousness for us, right? Jesus did that. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Three in one. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So that's your checkpoint, whether you are in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Do you have peace? Are you right with God? Or you have joy unspeakable, full of glory. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy and peace forevermore. Amen. Psalm 16:11. Hallelujah. So the bird does not sing because it sings because it has a song. So sing because you have a song. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even the Ephesians says in 5:17, making melody in our hearts when you come together with a song, psalms, and hymn, making melody in your hearts to the Lord. And even Paul and Silas, you know, they were persecuted and they sent in jail for preaching the gospel, doing good things. And yet when they were in prison jail, you know what happened? They start singing. Hey, Paul says to Silas, hey, Silas, your name starts with a S, you sing. My name starts with a P, I pray. So they pray and sing, they pray and sing, they pray and sing, they pray and sing. And next thing what happened, the presence of God came and the angel of the Lord came. And sure enough, the jail opened up and they were gone with the prisoner as well. That's what the presence of God does. Hallelujah. Pray and sing. Even though I have a promising voice, my wife don't want me to sing. But praise be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, how can you sing of joy with these overwhelming circumstances, difficulties, as I mentioned above? Glory to God. Again, Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Yes, I will strengthen you and help you. I will help you with my right hand. Do not be afraid. Live for God. It's time to be awakened. And continue praying and pressing in the presence of God. 2021 stands for 2021. We won with Jesus. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. We can enjoy life with his presence. I was talking to the youth last 2 weeks ago, and I talk about Ecclesiastes, that in between Ecclesiastes, everything is Hebel. Hebel, meaningless. Meaningless. Amen. And in between time and death, everything is meaningless, according to the preacher, according to the one who lives, who is the richest man in the world, who is the most powerful man in the world, who has a lot of wives. I mean, glory to God. And he is the one who has all wisdom. And yet in chapter 8, he don't even understand this life that we live in with all that wisdom. See, it's hevel. But you know, in that, in the conclusion of the matter, fear God and obey his commandments, that's his instruction. But in the middle of this, you watching by Facebook, in the middle of this, there's still, he mentioned joy as well. But there is joy. Although life is meaningless, there is still joy. Why? Only if you have the presence of God. And everything that within this world that we're living in, when you are in the presence of God, you will experience this joy. Not be merry, drink and marry and die. Not that kind of joy, but joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And in that, he said, everything is a gift from God. We don't owe anything. It's all gift from God. When you acknowledge that everything comes from the Almighty God and his presence is with you, I mean, you can experience the joy and the vaccine to fear will go. I see I'm studying investment, right? And one of the acronyms, I love acronym, just like this water. I give water to the leadership because Fiji, faith in Jesus Christ increase. Faith in Jesus increase. So I also run across with FOMO. What is FOMO in the investment world? What is FOMO? Fear of missing out. See? Fear of missing out. And if you're watching me tonight, the only fear, you don't need to fear of missing out when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't miss the opportunity tonight to receive him. Many of you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, but that's not it. Because my pastor last Sunday says, James 1 and 2, faith without works is dead. See, as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become sons and daughter of the Most High God. So you have to receive him. You have to invite him in your heart. That if you confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, you will be saved. And that's the qualification for resurrection, or the qualification for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can have his presence even tonight. And that vaccine that you are dying for to do that, I mean, wow, it will be available to you. Hallelujah. So, do not fear of missing out. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Oh, I forgot that Filipino eat a lot of rice. I forgot about that one. Hallelujah. So, my time is up. Thank you very much. And be here Sunday morning at our 8:30 service. And see that? Hallelujah. And one thing as a bonus, I always say is that you shall not die as long as you live, for you guys. And the people are dying all over the world because of death. Come here, Chuck. You didn't get that?